Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for some Christmas talk. We're going to talk about the very merriest after hours event that's coming to Walt Disney World select nights in November and December. We talk about all the offerings that you will get if you go to this event, this party, and also talk about the pricing structure and compare this party to the Boo Bash, which is getting great reviews right now, and even talk about where you can find Christmas all around the resort any time of the year if you can't make it down this holiday season. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for your Disney trip planning needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please check out our Amazon affiliate link. Use it anytime you shop online. One extra click really does help us out. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge thank you to our patrons. You allow us to put this show out all around the world 4 times a week. Couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. For more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1952 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Merry Christmas and Happy Friday. That's right. Today we're talking about Christmas stuff down at Walt Disney World. We're going to dive into the After Hours event that is coming up soon, which tickets have gone on sale online today as you're listening to the show on the 20th. So hopefully you get some hot cocoa and maybe a peppermint stick and tune in for today's show. But we're also going to talk about where you can find Christmas year-round down at Walt Disney World, because I know our listeners, and I'm kind of like this, but not too much. I know some of our listeners, like, they would put their tree up in April if it wasn't, like, against social norms. Which, hey, after 2020, it doesn't matter. There are no social norms when it comes to stuff like this, because we just do what we got to do to get by. So if you have your tree up from last year still, not judging. You're good. Merry Christmas to you. All right, so we're going to jump in here, and the ladies are joining. And I thought about this. What a better show to do than a Christmas show when, hopefully, as I cross my fingers, I'm sitting on the beach of Castaway Key right now. So I'm just saying. I'm
in that touch right now.
I'm just saying. Research. All right, Ricky, joining us from themouseforless.com. Merry Christmas, Ricky. What's that one? Christmas in the Caribbean. Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Christmas in the Caribbean. Exactly. I just like you so much right now.
That's why we get along so well.
So much right now.
I'll bring you back a little sand in a bucket.
I can't even do that. That's that, you know, that Disney security. That's true. I'll get taste. Out of your hand.
Yes.
I just like you so much right now. So you can just move on. I'm done with you. I hope you're enjoying having your happy feet in the sand right now. My happy feet are at work. So, yeah.
I mean, so am I, but it's, you know.
Yours is a very different work. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you're such a Scrooge, speaking of the theme of the day.
I know, right?
I hope your heart grows 10 sizes by the time I get back.
I am definitely the Grinch today. I will wholeheartedly, take on the Grinch as my moniker for today.
Yeah, did you not read my little Monday motivation that was like comparison is the thief of joy? She needs to go read it, right, Mike?
Yes, she's thieving. Yeah. She's thieving my joy, but I really don't care because I don't have cell coverage right now, so it's all good. I can't tune in on social media if I wanted to, so whatever.
That's right. I can say all the bad things I want about Mike right now. Right.
I'm paddleboarding out by the ship. It's fine. All right. Also joining us, we have the coder of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, save us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Halloween all at once.
Yes, absolutely. Isn't that, that is so Walt Disney World. Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes. And I have to say, I like all the holidays. So the folks who get really mad, there seems to be like some distinct hate for like pumpkin themed things and fall themed things. Like people feel it's too early. So then they're mad at the people who like it. Let me just tell you, if there's pumpkin spice all year round, I would do it all year round. I just like it. Agreed. I like it. I get. I don't know how that hurts anybody else.
I get pumpkin all the time. Like at Starbucks, yes. They have the pumpkin loaf. I'm like, yeah, bring it on. If I could eat pumpkin pie
right?
every day, you know, like in you know, all April, I would eat pumpkin pie in April. I mean, I probably could because I know they sell it at the store. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Right.
I can eat pumpkin all the time.
I say if the things bring you joy, be it fall or Christmas, keep them all year round. Keep them close to your heart all year round.
I will say, you know, because I've grown up with two daughters and, you know, we go out to Mizzou quite frequently during football season, which football season usually starts by the end of August. You know, usually maybe the first week, like Labor Day weekend-ish. For like the first home game where we play the first four or five games, we beat up on little small schools that shouldn't even be playing, you know, a power. Not that Mizzou's great, but I mean, we play like, you know, Lindenwood University the first weekend. It's a little local school that hardly has dorms. We'll crush them and we'll all feel great. When we go out there, it's like, talk about pushing the season. You know, it's 100 degrees. We don't even have seats. We sit on the grass because of the cheapest place to go watch the game and we get our little cheap season tickets. But you see all the girls, like the freshmen, you know, sorority girls out there, and they got on those fuzzy boots. You know, like everybody's pushing the season. Like it's not time to wear the fuzzy boots and the cute, you know, all that stuff that looks cute for the fall. It's still 100 degrees, and you're just trying to survive a football game. But yeah, it's fun. And my daughters do the same thing. They get out those boots, whatever, the fall boots with all the fuzz, whatever they are.
The UGG boots.
That's it. Yeah, those? Yeah. Because I guess because like they just, you know, you want to bust them out, and I'm like, dude, those things are fuzzy. It's still 100 degrees. Why you got those on? Just wait till it's cold. Anyway, so let's hop in and dive into today's topic. We have. So you know what? Let's talk about. You're right. This is Disney. Let's make this a real show. Boo Bash has gone on, and it's getting great reviews, Pam. We talked about this before we started recording. This is kind of the first hard ticket event to return, and it looks like a positive review so far.
First of all, we know how quickly some of these dates sold out, right? I mean, it was people were really anxious about these and looking forward to them, and I've seen so many reports of people who went and enjoyed and just thought it was a great way to sort of celebrate being back into the swing of things, right? Getting to do all these things. And I think that we are all sort of looking forward to the next holiday or reason to celebrate. And the fact that Disney has caught on to this, right? And each year they seem to start Halloween parties a little earlier, a little earlier, and a little earlier. And that makes so many people happy because then they can get to experience some of these after-hour events that are only available at certain times of the year. So I love that. And I love that Disney's doing this.
So Ricky, Boo Bash so far, you know, you've been reading up on social media, what folks have been saying. Are you going to a Boo Bash this year? I think you're right.
I am. Yes.
So you'll report back.
I am going to the Boo Bash. I think it's October 15th. Ooh. So yeah, I'm crazy. I have so many trips planned in the course of like a month time period in between, like in the middle of September and the middle of October. I'm absolutely nuts. But yeah, I'm going to go to the Boo Bash and experience that. I'm going to also try to experience Halloween Horror Nights over at that other park. But yeah.
You so correct I'm me. Really... Okay. I just got to say, because that event, because I've never been to that, but I mean, it seems like that is for the really hardcore Halloween person, right? I mean, but the thing is, you don't even go in the houses. That's what cracks me up. You go into that.
Terrified of haunted stuff. Like, I don't like haunted houses. I don't like being scared. I don't like any of it. And yet I love to go to Halloween Horror Nights. I can't explain why.
No, it's
why.
Cool. It's atmosphere. It's atmosphere, probably.
It's totally the atmosphere. I keep my eyes. I keep watch out for all the, you know, scare actors on the streets.
The creepy crew. Remember when Disney used to have the creeper crew? That's what they have over University.
Yeah, no, it's a little different. Creeper crew was not that creepy. This is definitely creepy.
I taught my whole class that dance. Oh, tonight all the monsters gonna dance. Coming
so,
to get you.
I keep my eye out. I try to my head is on a swivel and I'm constantly looking to make sure that there's no one that's going to like sneak up behind me with a chainsaw. Where's Goofy with his chainsaw?
Chainsaw roar! Yes, we brought it back.
We did. But I mean, I do love Halloween Horror Nights and I don't know why. I look forward to it every year. They have some fantastic shows that they do, which I enjoy. I probably won't go to Jack's, you know, Carnage show that he's probably going to have because, you know, I'm not like into seeing, you know, body parts get ripped apart. But I mean, you know, there's other things.
Disney podcast. This is the difference between Disney and Universal.
Exactly.
even when you, like, you know, you go and you're all happy and you're going to get, you know, you're going to ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
It's
you
see, it's you all see magical. The little,
yeah. And you yes. see, you see the, you know, the Wicked Witch at the end or whatever that old lady is in the old house. But then Goofy jumps out with the chainsaw rah, at the end of Seven Dwarfs. Right? It's not even that.
We couldn't even have much. Alien Encounter for very long.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too scary.
That scared the crowd out of me one time.
So
though. Yeah, that was crazy.
I definitely get the differences, and I understand that 100%. So, but they have a fantastic like it's a water show, and they I think this year they have an updated version. So I enjoyed the last one, so I'm really excited about seeing that. I like I said, I like and eating all the food that they have at Halloween Horror Nights too. So I'm totally doing both. I just have to get my tickets for Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
It's the 30th anniversary, so
there you go.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. Fun. So here's the thing. I want to keep us on track so we get all this in.
Yes.
I got a lot I want to talk about. So here's the thing. Because I got some philosophical stuff I want to talk about too. Okay. Just about the parties. So give us, Ricky, give us what is included with, so let's get into Christmas, the very merriest after hours event. So what
I
things
swear
can
they
you
couldn't
expect?
Have picked a dumber name for this, by the way.
Easy,
I mean,
it's
easy.
Just a long name.
It's very merriest.
I keep
hours.
Wanting to say Disney most merriest after hours because that sounds like it makes sense. But Disney very merriest after hours sounds really dumb. So I don't know. I just can't. I can't like wrap my head around it. But
well, I mean, they don't make you repeat it six times to get in. It's fine. That's okay. So what do you
That's
get
good.
When you go? What is going to happen? Like, what is included so far?
Yes. So what is included is Disney is bringing back parades, people. Yes. Okay.
Oh wait! Whoa! They're bringing back the Once Upon a Christmas Time at Christmas parade. That's
yes,
a, I
exactly.
love that. I love that
it's Christmas time.
Yes,
it's Christmas.
It. That's what I was waiting for. I was making you sing. I was everybody who listens to the podcast right there. You're like, Once Upon a Christmas Time at Christmas. And isn't it funny how they say Christmas? I have this thing. I used to teach elementary school and we did our Christmas pageant. We were totally off track. And again, I'm totally messing this all up for myself because it said doesn't keep us on track. We would do Christmas shows and the kids would sing. And it was always weird how they said Christmas. Like when they sang, it drove me nuts. It's Christmas. But yes. They'd be like, when you sing it, I don't know if like it's a, you can't say Christmas. You're like, Once Upon a Christmas Time at Christmas. It's like, it's not Christmas. It's Christmas. Anyway, that's my little rant. Okay.
Right,
Ricky, what's included? Go ahead. But I love that.
All
parade.
Right. Yes. So we get the parade back. It is the first parade that has come back. So yay, that's good news. We also are going to be able to experience not one, but two firework shows. So guests will get to see the brand new firework show that's coming out on October 1st. That's when it starts, Disney Enchantment. And it's going to transform Cinderella Castle into a beacon of magic, which is kind of ties into all four parks. So there's that. But so guests get to see that because they're going to do this mix-in thing. The fireworks are still going to happen for, you know, regular day guests. So they don't have to leave the park until 9 o'clock, I think. You know, they're still going to need to have fireworks for them. So if you get in at 7 o'clock, you can see that fireworks show. But in a twist, you also are going to get your own fireworks show. And it's going to be that Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks, which if you haven't seen it, we do have the video up on the Mouse for Less's YouTube channel. I know because I filmed it. So it's up there. Also, guests are going to get to see holiday attraction overlays, like my favorite Jingle Cruise, as well as Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor with new jokes for the season. I really hope that Space Mountain is going to do their Christmas overlay this year, too, because that was seriously the coolest overlay I've ever done. And I did the one at night, too, for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. That one's completely in the dark. But this one, it's like red and green and white lights, and it lights up the attraction so well that you can actually see the track, which for a Disney fan,
that's
super
scary.
Cool because you really get to see where you're going. And
yeah,
yes,
that's
much
more
scary. That's
much more terrifying to me.
Yes.
6'3". I don't want to know what's about to, you know, hit me in the forehead.
It was the coolest thing to actually get to see the track. I loved every second of it. So there's that. There's also going to be Disney characters throughout the park. They're going to be dressed in their holiday best. Now, of course, you're not going to be able to, like, meet them, hug them, but you're going to be able to do that selfie thing that we've been able to do for the past, you know, year. There's going to be Snowfall on Main Street USA. There's going to be Club Tinsel in Tomorrowland. There's going to be photo pass opportunities with holiday magic shots. And, of course, they're tying in that whole after hours things. So there's going to be complimentary snacks like ice cream novelties and popcorn and bottled beverages and seasonal treats. And I'm assuming that means cookies, like they would give out for Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And then, of course, there's holiday specialty food and drink that can be purchased.
And tickets go on sale to the general public today, August 20th, as the show releases, unless you're listening real early, right as it comes out on Thursday night. But so you can get those, and you just go online to figure that, you know, where that is. But here's the thing. Okay, so here's my philosophical two things I want to talk about, Pam, and I'll throw this to you first. So we talked about this a little bit on Sunday night with Scott. You have Boo Bash, right? And you have the Very Merriest. They're both after-hours events. One's Halloween. One is Christmas. Do the people going to the Halloween party now say, oh, dang, we don't get a parade. We don't get fireworks. I mean, because I thought maybe they'd bring back fireworks. I mean, I know things are evolving. You know, hopefully things are changing. I don't know if it's always in the right direction right now or not, but hey, that's another story for another time. But the thing is, you know, they're plussing the Christmas event. What do you think for people going to Boo Bash? I mean, they probably want a little fireworks, maybe a little parade, but they're getting the character cavalcades. I mean, they're getting some stuff.
They are. And so here's a few things I thought about that too. First of all, there is a price difference. And the holiday one is more expensive. So therefore they get some other stuff. But I think that the thing that it will be interesting as we move past this is, do people really prefer the one long parade, or do they prefer the cavalcade introduction, right? The way that that sort of happens, because you do get so many of the floats. They aren't one right after another, but they're one, then a little break, then another, a little break, and another, and a little break. And if you spend any time along the parade route, you about almost feel like they're one right after the other, right? This, like, I just saw one, like, in not that long of a period of time. So I think that'll be interesting. And I think, too, as we keep moving forward, hopefully we'll see more people being able to, attend and experience these kind of things. And I think the word is sort of getting out that people love stuff like that. I also think that, too, just like the Disney one, the holiday one, I feel like it's always been a little more filled with, I don't know, festivities than the Boo Bash or what used to be Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It just always felt like it was a little more. You didn't get like the trick or treating, but you always got the cookies and the cocoa and those kind of things too. I don't know. I may be totally wrong on this, really and truly, but I think I've always been a little more of a Christmas person than a Halloween person too. So
you're right. And with the previous iterations of these, Mickey's Not So Scary and Mickey's Very Merry, okay, back pre-COVID, if you would have said you can have one free ticket to one or the other, you know, you get to go to one or the other, I would usually pick probably the Halloween party because I like the trick or treat. You know, because like as an adult, you can't do that. Like I can go get some cookies and hot cocoa. And I mean, there's Christmas stuff. And the thing about the Christmas party, too, is like if you go after Christmas, usually they got to see the parade, you know, and Santa be there. And you got to do some of the stuff. But with that situation now with Boo Bash and the after hours Very Merriest event, I would probably, obviously, I mean, I think most people, if you got a free ticket, but this is kind of apples to oranges because of the price difference. They'd probably pick the Christmas party, but I don't know. And Ricky, here's the thing I want to ask you too is, and you are a prime example of this. So when they announced this party and the prices and the dates, you sent us a text and I was like, whoa, you know, whoa, what's going on here? And the thing is,
might've been some language in that. Yeah.
So the thing is, okay, I understand nobody wants to pay more than you need, but we kind of did touch on this for a second on Sunday night's call-in show is that, you always want to, and Pam has preached this forever with cruises and Adventures by Disney. And the thing is that price and value are two separate things, right? You want to make sure that when you fork down premium prices, that you get a premium experience. And for the most part, Disney gives us that for almost every time, you know, Disney Cruise Line, a cruise is not cheap, but when you get off the ship, you're like, that was money well spent. I really had a good experience. I got to make these, you know, great memories with my family. Got to do some stuff I wouldn't get to do otherwise. Most people say, yeah, totally worth it. I paid a little extra for Disney Cruise Line, but I'm glad I did, and I had a better experience for it. Now, with this Very Merriest After Hours event, the prices are high, And again, we don't know because the parties haven't started, but I'm, you know, and I'm a, you guys know I'm super cheap. I talk about it all the time on the show. I usually don't go to after hours events because one, I don't like staying up super late, and B, I don't like paying extra money because I can do a lot, you know, ride the rides and stuff during the day and have an annual pass. But I don't have a problem with them being expensive because it's somebody who does, I have a choice. Like I can still have a great vacation and not go to an after hours event and not be affected at all. Really. It's totally a bonus, but I think that if you're going to pay these prices, I just hope everybody gets that, you know, very empty park, you know, or at least a manageable park where you have a great, great, you walk out and you're like, dang, that was the coolest thing ever. And for the most part, when I've heard people go to after hours events before, that's what I hear. People are like, oh God, I'm going to do these every time I get the chance. So what were your thoughts on that? Would you, because at first it was all about the price, but I think we're kind of coming back to earth now.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's tough because, you know, I kind of mentioned on Twitter, you know, somebody said the party better be empty, you know, because if the amount you're paying, and I said, yeah, it will be empty. There'll only be 20 people there because that's all that can afford to go. So, you know, I'm just, it's a joke, but right. Like, it definitely is making it, I think, so that people who really want to go to the party, you know, it makes that experience much more exclusive, less, definitely less crowds, that kind of thing. I mean, we did see as time went on with Mickey's Not So Scary, as well as the Very Merry, that the parties were very packed. I mean, there were nights when, you know, people were like, I didn't get to ride anything because, you know, the parties were very, very packed. So I think, you know, the obviously the price is going to allow that to shake out a little bit. I'm kind of stuck because I see what you're saying as far as, you know, the offerings for this after hours event, and you do get a few extra things. I mean, in the sense of like, you do get that extra, you know, fireworks, mm-hmm. which is good. I mean, you know, I guess, granted you could go another night too to see the fireworks if you had an extra ticket for, you know, that day, but, so that's not like a huge bonus. I mean, it's a nice bonus, but not a huge one. You do have the ability of having like all you can eat bottled beverages and, you know, or all you can eat snacks and bottled beverages. And I guess like part of me wonders like, okay, it's like $100 more at least for the party. And you're right. Experience wise, that better be $100 worth the difference, I guess, in my mind. You know, I felt like the Boo Bash, I felt like that was like the high end of what I would be willing to spend on an event like this. And so, you know, I do have trouble with this. And I think that on this instance, I may be out of the, you know, the after hours for the holiday party, just because like, I can't wrap my head around it. But if you can, and that is something that you want to do, and you want to experience all those holiday, you know, activities and stuff like that, then that's great. You know, good, go for it, you know, whatever. For me, I personally have trouble, you know, spending, you know, $500 for Brian and I to go to that event when I, like you said, I do have an annual pass.
I
can do other things. I can get Christmas at Hollywood Studios in a great way, you know, like I love their mm-hmm. Christmas activities, you know, so like, there are things that I can do different. Now with the Halloween party, it's a little different because they don't have Halloween at every other park. So, you know, I do find that I'm a little more willing to do the Halloween party just for that aspect of, or, you know, whatever they're offering for Halloween, just because they don't have Halloween everywhere else at Walt Disney World. But I feel like a little bit more of the trade for Christmas is like, there are other things that I can do if I really want to experience Christmas besides spending $500 for Brian and I to go to the
right. And I think too, it's the demographic, right? I mean, we get to go quite often. Again, you said we're annual pass holders, so we get to go to the parks quite often.
Right.
And so you're right. We're savvy, you know, like you just mentioned it, yes. For Christmas, you can go to the studios, and studios is gorgeous at Christmas.
The studios is my favorite park for Christmas.
Yeah. Love it. And there's a lot to do there. But the thing is, you know, say you're taking a family like once in a lifetime trip and you really want to make this special
exactly.
And everybody's Christmas fans. I mean, that is where, I mean, this is like living the stuff you've seen on TV is ideally 100%. What the party should be. It should be like, oh my gosh, I've seen this on TV before. We're going to get to do this on this trip. And you get that opportunity.
And we always have people say, I want to make this, you know, I want to do something special for, you know, my birthday or anniversary or, you know, whatever. This is the experience that you do special for your birthday or anniversary or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, you know, that's where you plus it, you know, in this instance, I feel like. So.
And that's what I think, Pam. I don't know how you feel about this, but like if Disney's going to charge premium prices. I'm glad it's for an after hours event that I can take or leave, and it's not something that I'm forced into, because as somebody who may not go to the party, it's really not going to affect me too much.
I think that's the thing that most people have to understand, is that Disney really represents a wide range of experiences with a wide range of pricing, right? Even their hotels, there's a different levels of hotels, right? And each offers its own version of the Disney experience, but in a different way. And it, I think that Disney's constantly in the position where they feel like they need to offer something that appeals to guests who may be able to afford something a little more, because there are people asking for that, right? Literally. What special thing can I do? Or how can I reduce the number of crowds I'm going to see? Or how can I get a different level of access to something? And then Disney also offers their base offerings. And I think that's completely fine for them to do that. In fact, you know, that's something I would absolutely expect them to do. I think where the confusion for me lies, or the... I wouldn't say it's frustration, because I'm not frustrated by it, but it's like, if this is something that's important to you, then I think that there's ways somehow that you could make that a priority, right? And that's true of vacations. If vacations are something that are important to you, there's a way to fit that into your life, hopefully, for most people. And I think that that's the opportunity here, that it's not designed to be for everyone. It's just not. And maybe the price point sort of dictates that, but also the time of day probably dictates that, right?
Absolutely.
It's
yeah.
not meant for people who are going to want to go to bed early, right? Whether that's...
This is not meant for Mike Rallman.
Oh, sorry,
Mike
man. Rallman, 10 o'clock and Riley, Riley and I are both tired at 10 o'clock. We're going to
Mike
bed.
Mike is in bed at the time this party starts.
That's
at
right.
Mike,
right.
And then it goes to 1 in the morning. Mike's asleep somewhere
right.
on the pavement.
If I'm staying at Wilderness Lodge, I'm yelling out my balcony like, quit shooting off those fireworks in the middle of the night. And it's 10:15.
That's exactly it. So it's okay for there to be different offerings for different people. And I, like Mike says, I have always preached value. Does this offer something that you value, right? Is this something, and that may be no, which is totally fine.
Right.
Or it may be, yes, this is exactly up my alley. I want reduced crowds. I want to see those fireworks. That's really important to me. I love getting in the Christmas spirit. I want to see it snow on Main Street, all of these things. So I really think that it's to Disney's credit that they do offer such a wide array of things that appeal to all different kinds of folks.
And you mentioned something too. Go ahead, Ricky. Go ahead.
I think one of the good things about this party too is like, you know, we always have people say, oh, I'm going for a day or whatever. You know, this is the nice part about this is you don't have to have a park right. ticket to go to the party. You don't have to have a park reservation. So you can just go for the day, you know, the evening to this party. So, you know, you could have that late after, you know, get up late, you know, go to the pool for the afternoon and at your, you know, hotel, maybe go to Disney Springs and go shopping for the afternoon. And then you can go to the party in the evening. And that's the only ticket that you need at that point, which is kind of a nice little perk there.
And I just think too, if you're going to do this, like you got it, that's exactly it. Like it needs to be the focus of your day. I wouldn't recommend, I mean, you could, but this again about choices, but you can do whatever works best for you. But what I would do
yes.
is like, I would stay out of the Magic Kingdom that day, because, and I would get there right at 7 o'clock, you know, as
oh,
soon
yeah.
as they let you in, because you want to get as much, you know, time in the park as you can. But this would be the day, like I would wear the matching shirts that are, you know, red and green, and, you know, wear your
yes.
Mickey hat that's a Santa hat, you know, even if it's November with the Mickey ears, you know, I would, the thing is like,
get your holiday card picture.
That's exactly it. And it's the whole, you know, focus of, this is probably going to be the best experience you're going to have as far as a holiday experience, whether it's putting up the tree or, you know, putting the train under the tree or going to see the, you know, Santa at the mall. This is going to be probably your coolest experience for the entire holiday season. So, go all in. Don't go 75% to this party. Go all in. You know, like dress up, get as many
yes.
pictures as you can around every prop, you know, and have every snack. I mean, you know, and I think then you're going to say, like Pam said, great value.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I think it's priorities too, right? I mean, think about this. Like, okay, for the price of here, this is how I always look at things. Like when it comes to buying, like you know, my old MacBook Air was like from 2015. That thing was slow as dirt. And then they made it where you couldn't even update it hardly anymore. And so like I was looking last year. I'm like, man, I hate to buy a laptop because this one technically works, right? It's one of those things like it just hangs on because it didn't die, you know? So it technically got the job done. It just took me longer to do everything I did at that point.
Right.
But I looked at it and, you know, they had this new chip and it was lightning fast and it was like, God, but this one didn't break. You know, it's like, that's how Apple stuff is, right? It's like, it still works. If it broke, I'd have to get a new one, but I don't because it still works, even though it's slow. Okay, so here's the thing. Like, okay, it's all about priorities, though. I mean, you could, like, a foodie will go to Walt Disney World, and a couple might spend $250 on dinner. Where when you say that to me, like, dude, my heart skips a beat when you say $250 for a dinner for two people. I mean, that's one of your tickets right there, you know. But then again, here I am, I dropped $600 to sign up for Dopey. And like everybody right. else is like, what an idiot.
That's he's signing, yeah.
He's dropping $600 to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning for 4 days, stand out in the cold, run
get
all these.
Medals. It's
dumb. Like, what is he doing? You know, $600, dude, I could get 2.5 people into the Christmas party. They're like, what? That's way better. That's way better. I know, Pam, I think it's about priorities and what you really want to get from. And it's like, it's a trade off, right? Okay, you go to the party this time instead of going to California Grill in Le Cellier, right. Something like that.
Right. Yeah. Like you had mentioned, this is not a requirement for you to enjoy your Disney vacation, right? You could be perfectly happy going on your vacation that you've already had planned and not attend the party and not be impacted in a negative way at all. Mm-hmm. You get the choice of what to spend your time and money on, and not just at Disney, but everywhere, right? That's what you get to do. You get to decide what's important to you and your family. Is this going to enhance your experience? For many people, yeah, it will. It will enhance their vacation. It's something that they can really look forward to. It's kind of a special thing, right? But is it necessary? No. And there's probably some people that it would not enhance their vacation the least. In fact, it'd be a frustration or whatnot. So that's the thing you get to decide. But then absolutely, you get to decide that on is sitting down for a nice meal something that's really important to you. If not, there, guess what? There are options. There are options for you. There are quick service locations at all of the resorts and each of the parks and at Disney Springs. So you'll have that choice. But if it is something that's really important to you, you have those options too. That's the beauty of your vacation experience. You get to design exactly what you want to have in.
And Disney's given us options, you know, to plus your trip. I mean, because this trip might not be, you know, this might be a, like, for example, they're having a party over the Wine and Dine race weekend. And people have been asking me, you can go to the party while we're down there? I'm not. I think Scott is. And that's just like his jam. He loves the after hours events. I'm like, eh, not me. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, that's a prime example. Like, it's not, it's not that big of a deal for me. Like, I'm happy just doing it. And same thing, like you mentioned, like table service, counter service. When I go down for a race weekend, like, I enjoy table service meals, but I'm totally happy just having, you know, Pecos Bills and, you know, a hot dog from Casey's or Satouli Canteen. Or, I mean, there's great options for, quick service dining. I'm totally fine with that because that's how I eat normally. But I mean, if I have a table service meal, I'm pumped up too. Like, that's a cool experience, you know, 50s prime time or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that. And Len, I love Len in the live chat. He says he'd rather eat at Le Cellier than run any day. So there you go. He's smarter than
the answer. 100%.
Yes, 100%. Yes. That is the right answer. I'm giving him a bell.
Give me a steak any day, and I'm good to go.
That's right. Okay, so real quick. So let's say you're not going to the party. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But I mean, say you're down there in April. Say you're down there in July. You can still get a little Christmas fix more places than you might think around Walt Disney World. So I'm going to throw out, first of all, you got the Christmas shop in the Magic Kingdom. I will say, go in there just for the smells. And especially in the summer, it just smells like Christmas, and they have ornaments. Now last year, I didn't see them this summer, but they had, and I've started collecting those ceramic trees with the little Peggy lights.
Yes.
I've got like four of them now. I love those things because my grandma had one. They're very retro, but they had those, they have stockings, they have Hanukkah gear, you know, stuff like that to celebrate Hanukkah. You can get your ornaments personalized while you're there. A lot of folks do that, like for their yearly trip, they'll get the 2021 ornament to put on the tree to remember that trip. So I will throw that out there. We're just going to quickly go through this. Pam, where else might you find Christmas any time of the year at Walt Disney World?
Well, there's a Christmas shop in Disney Springs, and it has just about every Disney ornament you've ever thought of, right? I mean, they have the characters, and then there's Christmas balls, and there's just, I mean, everything. And there too is another location where you can actually have your ornaments personalized, and they can do it with just about any ornament. So if you need to find a Jessie ornament from Toy Story, you can find her. And then not only that, you can have it personalized, and it's just so, so sweet. But it's open 365 days a year, so you can go in there anytime you need to get a holiday fix. And I love it. Like you said, Mike, it smells like Christmas in there as well. And guess what? There's even like a faux fireplace in that shop too. So you can kind of stand around and feel like you need to get a little warm in front of it. So the theming is there as well.
And I will say those places are better during the summer, because for me, like, I love Christmas, but like, it's so unique. Like, you're like, and they play Christmas music in there. I always go to the one in Disney Springs. It's if you don't know, it's over in the Marketplace. It's over by the Co-op and Trendy and Earl of Sandwich, by the Once Upon a Toy, all that stuff. It's a good corner there. I'm going to say it's a pretty decent spot. Okay, Ricky, where else can we find Christmas?
Well, there's also, so over by that Disney Spring, in that Disney Springs area, there's right outside the Christmas shop, they have the snowmen as well that you can take like your holiday card.
Yeah, it's like a big postcard kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of people take their holiday Christmas card there, so that's kind of a cool thing too. You know, I think there used to be, but I don't know if it's open now, just due to people coming back to work, cast members and stuff like that. But there used to be a Christmas shop in Germany, wasn't there?
So there was like an ornament shop. Yeah. There was one section of it that focused completely on different ornaments.
Pickles.
Because they have the pickle tree, which is apparently not a thing, according to my, almost full-blooded German grandfather.
Depends on what part of Germany you're from.
Crushing dreams. I'm always going to believe in the Christmas pickle.
I'm sorry. My, almost full-blooded German, grandfather-in-law said that it was not a thing, but I mean, whatever. So there's that. And then I'm going to throw in like a weird honorable mention as far as like kind of Christmassy. And that's going to be if you go over to Blizzard Beach.
Yes, that was going to be mine. That was going to be, I thought I had it. I think you're going to think of that.
Sorry, yes. I'm stealing it. So yeah, you can go over to Blizzard Beach. You've got like, the ski resort on the Meltdown. So you've got all the snow, fake snow that's melting. And there's lots of, great holiday experiences that you can have over there too, just because it's just a lot of fun. So I'm a big fan of the ski resort on the Meltdown.
No, you totally didn't get it. You totally didn't get it. It's Winter Summerland, the mini golf.
I was thinking that too. Yes.
Here's why. Because there's two if you never played it, and also if you book a package many times, you will get a voucher that will allow you to play like a round of golf per person. Now, you got to do it before 4 o'clock because mini golf gets exponentially more popular in the evenings because it's just, you're looking for something to do. And it's fun. But the thing is over and also Fantasia Gardens, but the Christmas one is themed over at Winter Summerland. It's called that because there's two courses, a summer course and a winter course. In the summer, always play the winter course because it's got Christmas carols playing. Everything's the snowman. The one snowman, when you get your ball in, it shoots water at you when you're not expecting it. It's a lot of, oh my gosh, that's so much fun. So
I was leaving that for you.
Yeah, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate that because I thought you were going there. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm thinking of that. It's great. That's
I'm
a great
not
way
stealing
to
yours. Yeah. I kind of had a feeling that's where you were going with it.
So does anybody have any others? The only one I can think of, too, is at the studios. And this one was not open this summer, again, because it's a small shop. And, again, I think staffing and COVID and all that stuff. But it's called It's a Wonderful Shop over by Mama Melrose. Yeah. But there's a snowman there that you can get your picture by. Snowman. That's a cool photo op. So, Pam, can you think of anything else year-round that you can do Christmassy?
I can't really, but I will just say if you visit the gift shop of your Disney resort, there are always going to be ornaments there that you can get. And so I know so many people take home a holiday ornament, right, from their vacations. There are no shortage of choices, and you'll find them just about everywhere. So,
Ricky, final thoughts, Christmas year-round, anything else or anything you might do?
Oh man, I think that pretty much covers it. I'm like trying to write. There's nothing at Animal Kingdom that's like super Christmassy, year round. So, I do love what they do with the holiday season now. We've actually got a holiday season at Animal Kingdom during the season. It's really awesome. If you haven't experienced it, it's really a lot of fun. They've had the puppets there, which are really cool. And, you know, they've had the holiday cavalcades, well, the flotillas, I guess I should say, during the holiday season. But I actually did Christmas Eve at Disney's Animal Kingdom last year. So that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, they really hit their stride with their Christmas offerings over the last like 2 to 3 years.
They did. So that's why I want to like point it out to people, because like if you went to Animal Kingdom before at Christmas and you're like, meh, it's way better now. I'll tell you that right now. It's so much better what they've done. You know, they've got a great winter themed Tree of Life Awakening that they do at night too. They've really stepped up their A game as far as the holidays are concerned. So I'm a big fan of Animal Kingdom's holiday season too.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for today's show. Hopefully it's hot wherever you are in the world, it cooled you off thinking about the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that stuff that's heading up. And it's soon. It's been shoot. You know, we know that Disney starts their stuff soon, but it's actually not too far off. So, you know, remember Debbie, she'd have her Christmas shopping done and all the stuff under the tree by now back in the
day. That's true. That's a good point.
She always told us that. And, you know, I'm the worst. Like, I'm like, okay, how many days can I still order things from Amazon? Like, am I still in the delivery window? I got to be careful because of COVID and all that stuff. It might take longer, and then I'm in big trouble if it doesn't arrive before the 24th. So anyway, it's coming up soon. And, you know, we just want to have this conversation. It's a great event. You know, you get to have this special event, Mickey's Very Merriest After Hours event. That'll be fun. Boo Bash, people are loving on that. But just give you some information today, talk about what we were thinking. And, you know, if you can't get down there during the holidays, there's still some Christmas to be had year-round at Walt Disney World. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for all your trip planning needs, whether it's, you know, Christmas time. It's a great time to go down to Walt Disney World because Disney just does Christmas and the holidays right. I mean, every resort looks great. Pop Century looks awesome. The All-Stars are great. Animal Kingdom Lodge, awesome. So if you want to go down during the holidays or any other time of the year, just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools there. And while you're there, fill out that quote form. Mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and we'll take great care of you right away. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. Even if you're doing that holiday shopping early, it works. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you to our patrons for being there for us, allowing us to put this show out 4 times a week all around the world. And our patrons get a 5th show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. Lots of fun content coming there this weekend. Of course, also subscribe to the show on Facebook and YouTube as well. Just search for the Be Our Guest podcast. All right, time to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Monday with another fun trip report. But until then, Merry Christmas, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.